I really recommend just sitting down with this letter, St. Paul to the Philippians, and just reread the reading. There's a lot of encouragement and a lot of instruction in that for us. The gospel text today, the background that we have to understand, the role of stewardship in one's household, allowed you to make loans of produce like grain or olive oil in the two examples in the parable today. You can make a loan from your master's storehouse, and then that loan needed to be repaid. But there was a little portion that was added to it, not interest on the loan, because it wouldn't go back to the master, but it was added to it, and that was what the steward himself kept as kind of a commission for doing the exchange and brokering the deal, doing the paperwork. What we see happening in the parable is the steward recognizes that he is not going to make his commission, his brokering fee, because he's going to be out of a job. And so he turns to those who owe to his master, and he removes his brokering fee from what they owe the master. He's not shortchanging the master. He's not stealing from the master. He's removing his fee for brokering the deal. And in so doing, in these two situations, he's endearing himself to the master's debtors. Because as soon as he's out of stewardship, he will not be able to do this kind of thing. In some way, he is forgiving those indebted to him, so that when the time comes, he may be forgiven. When I hear this, I hear that instruction of Jesus. You know, if you have a court case against somebody and you're going to do it, resolve it with the person on the way. For us, the invitation that anyone who has hurt us, anyone who is indebted to us, that we need to forgive and to give forgiveness to, in the scope of it all, it is a small matter. Now, I speak gently those words because I have no idea what you may have been through in your life. But in the big scope of things, when it comes to redemption and the forgiveness that we receive from God, our forgiveness to another is a small matter. But it becomes a big matter. Because in the way that we forgive, we are forgiven. The time is coming when we will make a full account of the stewardship of what we have in our life. The time is coming when we will make a full account of the stewardship of our life. It is important that we forgive, so that when we are held to account, mercy will be given to us. Amen.